Toby Evans would be getting put. I don't know how excited Toby gets, but I reckon I'd have a nice spring of a step with Hootson in the camp coming back after a spell. Morning, Toby.
Morning, Sean. How are you going?
I'm well, mate. How's she returned after the spell?
Yeah, she's turned up in real good order, actually. Spelled great. She's just starting to get into work a bit now, so exciting times in the next couple of months.
You'd have a look when she came back and compare as she filled out, growing. Any physical difference from when you turned her out?
Yeah, she has. She's grown, she's lengthened and strengthened. So, yeah, we're looking forward to her now.
I tell you what, you wouldn't have had one through the stables much quicker than her over the years, would you?
No, she's pretty quick. So, as long as once she gets up into this grade, she can sustain it. That's the main thing.
Toby, when you bring her back for people who love backing her, what sort of horse is she? Is she one of those you got to work hard, or does she get herself pretty fit herself?
She's quite a growth doing filly, so she cops a bit of work once you get a fit and nice and fit. You don't have to do much with her, no.
Well, the good thing is, when you look back at her first prep, she just kept winning for you, so you're aiming obviously towards the Everest. What will you start her off in?
Look, that's not 100% set in stone yet. We're sort of going to go to Melbourne to start with and then come back to the Everest, so there's a number of races for her over the, you know, in the start of September right through, so... once we see how she's going, she trials up, and we'll set her program for her.
Have you sort of anticipated how many runs you'll have leading into the Everest?
I'm thinking two, with a possibility of the third one.
Well, you look back at a two-year-old form, and she copped it, didn't she?
Oh no, she's good. She's gross. She's sound. So that's good, and she great eater. So you know, if you've got to back up, you can.
All right. Now, you're heading off to Grafton as well. You've got, in the Guineas, Sneaky Glance with Jeff Lloyd on board.
Yep. He's been good since he's come to us. He's won three from three, and we stepped him out for the mile at Toowoomba the other day where he won pretty easily. Did a little bit wrong as well on the rail. He had a long way that day, so he got a little wayward on the corner, but he lengthened out in the straight and won nicely, yeah.
All right. And you're also taking up Thursday Pricing Power.
Pricing Power, yeah, she's a tough filly. She's had a number of runs. She won easily at Ballina the other day on a wet track. This race is obviously a bit harder, so we'll just have to see how she goes there.
All right, I've got to ask you, with Hootson, some babies, when you give them their first bit of a dash up, you go, holy smokes, we got something. And then others, it takes a little while for the penny to drop. With Hootson, did the first little dash up you gave, or did they come off and go, Toby, start, you know, going to the bank manager and making room for money or not?
No, not really, no. Funny, these old invincibles, they don't really do a great deal till you get underneath them. And yeah, and as we were just working along, she was just like any other baby. Probably, she's always very quick on her feet, so we knew she had something, but wasn't quite sure what was there. So it was just good that when we got underneath her, that's what she, you know, seemed to gate speed and she can sustain it. So that was good that she could do it under pressure.
Did the heart skip a beat the day that you realised we've got something pretty good?
Yep, it was good. But, you know, that's all in the past now. You know, yeah. She's got to come back and do it again. And 2-year-olds, whilst there's a good hype on the 2-year-olds performed, you know, leading up to the slipper and that, we all have to come back and do it. So it'll be, I won't be getting too excited until I actually see her trial up. And she trials good, and if she races good, then she's, you know, she'll obviously come back.
Well, Toby, there's a bloke on the other line listening at the moment. He's probably going to say the same thing. Gary Portelli with She Will Reign.
Yeah, I'd imagine him in the same position.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, good luck. Let's hope she fires up because she's very exciting. And it's great to have a good horse in the stable. That's the other thing too, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, good luck. And good luck at Grafton too, Toby.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks. Toby Evans there.